A handball will always mean red, and to everyone's glee, Thierry Henry will keep his hands on his own balls instead. Wayne Rooney will play up in heaven. How long he will stay, I can't tell. He will score the odd goal, but he'll look for his hole from the bold girls who live down in hell. Ryanair will fly up to heaven, but they'll drop you 9 miles outside hell. Don't cause a fuss, you'll be charged for the bus and emotional baggage as well. There are no water meters in heaven. Anything as crazy as this, your Rhine or my Rhine, there is such a fine line. I think they are taking the piss. In heaven there'll be beer for breakfast. For lunch it's tequila and wine. And the gravy with dinner is laced with painkiller. And the morning hereafter is fine. I dreamed last night I went to heaven. For the shapely Saint Teresa I fell. And as we headed bedward, we heard bloody gender and fucked off back straight down to hell. In heaven there'll be beer for breakfast. For lunch it's tequila and wine. And the gravy with dinner is laced with paint thinner. And the morning hereafter.
To take someone with absolutely enormous self-belief, incredible talent, and the fact that you own the pub is a huge advantage. I do a little poem for you. It's for Seamus Hosey, because first time I was ever on the radio, Seamus put me on reading the poem. There was some Heaney fella, and he got on very well afterwards. he was the undercard. It's like in the boxing, I was the big fight, and he was one of the... Anyway. But the poem is called The Starman. It's a poem I wrote for my dad, and it's probably appropriate enough in that this is his anniversary plus one day. Just about two doors up from here, there lived these two old ladies, and they were known as the Mad Mistacks. And the reason they were known as the Mad Mistacks was because they were mad. And they had huge cats. And a few doors further down, Pat Shockness, he lived. Pat was a greyhound trainer. And the greyhounds' lifestyles and my dad's were not compatible. So my dad would be up there at the counter every night, writing those great plays till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then at 6 o'clock, Shockness's greyhounds would wake him up screeching and yelping and roaring and bawling and acting the bollocks generally. And my dad was a star man, and on certain nights when the heavens were in alignment and the constellations were behaving themselves, he'd lift us up in his arms, and out there just behind us there was a gap between the flat roof and the kitchen, and sometimes the plough would be framed there, and he'd know the words, and he'd know the names of every star. The poem is called The Starman, and it's for my dad. It was the kind of a night when every small star was let out. The crescent moon was reading his book in the yoke yellow watts of a frosty spot. From the town top forest of salt and pepper pots, turf smoke bog cottoned to the roof of the world. Our backyard was as quiet as a Christmas night, and the wind was a whisper from far away. The mad mistacks, vampire cats, dropped from the red sheds to the crates of brown bottles glistening in their coffins. Lift me up quick, Dad, I begged, and he did. My father, a starman, pointed to the plough and the tracks of a furrow to the east of our chimney near the start of tomorrow. And if the weather was right, there might well come a night when me and him and young Jim might join up the dots and hop from one star to the other in search of lost treasure. As I was up in his arms and never nearer to heaven, I asked him about dying. He said, Bill boy, don't be sad, we'll be near stars winking. And we sang Twinkle Twinkle with lilting abandon, a plan to get shock skinny Brindle howling and yodeling like his cousins the wolves beyond in the tundra, who send cards every Christmas to the hounds of the old quarter. Cure chorus of mongrels at the backs of the houses, holding the high note in eclectic confusion, and a gas fit of laughter by me and my father. Thank you.
Well done.
Noel O'Grady. When he retired from the army, there was peace in the store, but I don't know what the rest of the world was. I'm delighted to have him here. So Noel, I'm not even sure what he's going to do, but he'd probably do one of my dad's songs, I would guess, maybe. But you could do whatever you want. But the fact you are in the pub, and it's Jambi's pub, and you know, we are a bit parochial here at times, and I'd be hurt, but I'd get over it. 6-7 years of friendship here, so no, no, seriously, do whatever you want.
No pressure. All right, folks. John B was coming out of the local church one day, and there were two women chatting, and one of them said, I hate long sermons, Nonia. And the reply came, geez, I love them, girl, because I always wakes up after them greatly refreshed. So is it any wonder that he wrote wonderful plays? But he also wrote about home, and I'd like to just sing three verses about home. His beautiful poem about Listowel, serenaded night and day by the gentle waters of the River Feel. Listowel, where it is easier to write than not to write, where first love never dies. And I remember Brendan Kennedy was telling me that when he left home first as a 17 or 18 year old, a great friend of John B's, his father said, take it easy, and if we can take it easy as you can. So this is a called Home Sweet Home. There was an emigrant several thousand miles from home decades ago, and he was asked, how often did you return home? And he said, every couple of hours. So because John B's love of home, married in Knocknagosh in 55, went to Northampton and came back as soon as he could via Donegal and lived and died here. So for John B, this is called Home Sweet Home. Me pleasures on the passes, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the sky seemed to hollow us there. We'd seek through the world is never mad with elsewhere.
To read a poem, can they come up and we'll get you in a minute. Paul, you're going to do one for us. Come right up. Do you want the mic, Paul?
Yeah.
Paul O'Malley, all the way from Cork, is going to do a poem for us.
Thanks, Billy. Friends, Romans, carry men. Lend me your shears. I've come to bury John O'Donoghue, not to raise him. Noblemen have told you John was ambitious. If that were so, it was a mischievous fault, and mischievously has John answered it. The Mahabharatas of Listowel feed off their hinterland. So said the teacher from Tarbert. It's indeed a mighty struggle to regain land taken in famine times. Sleeping dogs lie in hope of anonymity, trusting they'll wake with their kingdom intact. Up the hairy mountain, down the rushing pen, we daren't go a-punting on tears from way back when. Flee folk, cruel joke, sinking all together, green jacket, dead cap, and white fowl's feather. Down upon the crabby shore, some take their host. They thrive on thrifty handshakes and prey they love the most. Some in the weeds of the brown mountain dew, with toads for their watchdogs, all theirs to do. By the shabby hillside, through the bogs that snare, we have planted corn crakes for sculpture, we declare.
Thank you.
Is any man so wearing as counts them all delight? He will hear their meadows call in his bed at night. Up the hairy mountain, down the rushing pen, we daren't go a-punting on tears from way back when. Flea folk, cruel joke, sinking all together, green jacket, dead cap, and white fowl's feather. Come, night of day, whisk me away, carry me over your shoulder. There's a land of nod where no one cares a sod, a yellow submarine, princess of the ice cream. Close these eyes with dust, bathe this mouth with lust.
Culture me arse. Don't talk to me about culture. There's no culture in Cork. I'll tell you about culture. The Butter Exchange Brass and Reed Band. No, that's culture. There was men played in that who played for royalty, old Fusiliers trained in London. There was one Phil Estate, then he played for the King of Windsor Palace. There were 7 or 8 bands in Cork that time. They'd be best in each other of a Sunday morning down the park. Such rivalry. And that's back in the 40s now. And choirs. Don't talk to me about that choral festival. Bringing in fellas from abroad. There were great choirs in Cork long before that. I remember up in the North Cathedral, Brother Jerome had a choir. Bass, baritone, tenor, whatever you like. Alois Fleissman was stunned when he heard him. He couldn't believe it. Culture night, how are you? Do you know what killed culture in Cork? The Republicans, when they burned down the Opera House. My God, the old Opera House, what a beautiful building. It had a wonderful circular entrance coming out onto Emmett Place, and the gorgeous old metal staircase inside, and the shows of a Saturday night. My God, Gilbert and Sullivan, the Gondoliers. Now that was a show. You know that, my father. Your father was in it. The Gilbert and Sullivan Society. Sure, that's not music, they have no at all. Even Sunday Miscellany has gone to pot. Gone are the days when you'd hear a John McCormack song of a Sunday morning, singing a beautiful melody from Thomas More. Oh, believe me, for those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today. Or the last rose of summer. Notice all that in the Beatles. I wouldn't give you tuppence from. That's culture for you. They're all culture now. But they're your culture and their culture day. All you have to do now is pick up a brush and you're an artist. I could tell you about art. James Barry from Watery Lane walked himself up from nothing. Painted the gods. No, that's what art should be about. Mirroring the heavens. Did you ever see any of his stuff? Classical. That's what it's all about. Copying the masters. Studying them. Like St. Mary's on Pope's Quay or a courthouse. No, that's real architecture. Not like that St. Francis. They ruined that too. Locked down a beautiful building to build that Byzantine thing. What do they know about churches? The Greeks. The Italians. That's who we should follow. That's where culture was born. Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Pavarotti. There's no culture in Cork, not anymore. The only culture is in the butter. And even that's not right. I could tell you about butter, real butter made the old way.
We're kind of coming near the end now of an incredible day. We hope we didn't let anyone out, but Mickey McConnell, I suppose he sings this every year, and again, it's a change of pace and a change of tone. We like to do that to surprise you. But this is Christmas in the Trenches, and it's Anthony's brother, Cormac wrote, and it's a truly incredible song. But before he sings it, I have Anne Egan. I have to get Anne Egan to recite one of my favourite poems. I'd say we're in love with each other for years now. We're very close friends, and... I love Anne so much, and she always, I did my dad's poem. I thought you were gone, sorry. Yeah. as you get some of it. Anyway, we do a poem for each other's fathers. Anna's done a beautiful poem. All right, folks, thank you. Anna's done a